Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم فاستجب دعائي واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إنك على كل شيء قدير.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, when we are talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that this living miracle of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, Imam Ali alayhi salam was truly a universal persona, because his characteristics, his behaviors, his morals, his ethics, his teachings, his knowledge, his wisdom, all of it was able to transcend time, and it is still very much applicable to the present day. Unlike many other philosophies and ideologies and teachings and teachers, we find that they have been lost in the pages of history, but not the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, in one place, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam has spoken about guidance, and he has told us what it is that we need to do if we want to be guided in the present day. And matter of fact, he has said in one of his sermons what we need to do to be guided in any age. We find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, "O you who from the companions of Noah's ark have walked onto this earth with the divine will, know that there is the same flood and ark in our time. Hence, the only way for salvation is to seek refuge in the Ahlul Bayt. If the people at the time that embarked on Noah's ark and were safeguarded from drowning, you too will be safe from superstitions and deviations at this time by resorting and turning to the Ahlul Bayt. I pledge my obligation to what I say, and I undertake to be accountable for it on the Day of Judgment." Truly, as we had said in our introduction, the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is a persona that is applicable to us in every age. Sometimes amongst the confusion and the darkness and the falsehood and the lies and the corruption and the deception, which we see not only on a local, societal, communal level, but also on a global level. When we see these things, we sometimes become sad, we become depressed, and worst, we despair and we become hopeless. Here, Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that it is the persona of the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them. It is the persona of these living examples of Islam that can help us to crawl out of this darkness that seems to be engulfing the world. And so, not only does Imam Ali believe in this, but his level of belief in that it is the Ahlul Bayt, the people of the house, the immaculate imams who will guide humanity. Not only does he believe it, but he believes it to an extent where he says that he will be held accountable, or he will undertake the accountability of this statement on the Day of Judgment. And of course, we all know what kind of a serious day the Day of Judgment is. So Imam Ali is taking his words incredibly seriously, with all certainty and yaqeen. The guidance for humanity is and only is the Ahlul Bayt, a beautiful, comprehensive lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafi. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. My dear son, you must not allow uncertainties and doubt poison your mind. Skepticism or irrational likes and dislikes should not affect your views. But remember that before you start thinking and deliberating over a problem, seek guidance of the Lord and beseech Him to give you a lead in the right direction. Avoid confusion in your ideas, and do not let disbelief take hold of your mind, because the first will lead you to agnosticism and the others towards errors and sins. When you are thus prepared to solve any problem, and you are sure that you possess a clear mind, a sincere and firm desire to reach the truth, to say the correct thing, and to do the correct deed, then carefully go through the advice that I am leaving for you. If your mind is not clear, and it is not as free from doubts as you wish it to be, then you'll be wandering in the wilderness of uncertainties and errors, like a camel suffering from night blindness. Under these circumstances, it is best for you to give up the quest, because with such limitations, none can ever reach the truth.
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. We are talking to the Shias. Alhamdulillah, you know many, many examples. We are just highlighting some of these examples just to for ourselves to remember those examples and learn lessons in our own lives. When Ali was traveling from Medina to Basra with his army to deal with the rebels who had gathered in Basra, the Battle of Jamal. On the way, the army stopped in a place called Rabza. And there was a caravan probably going or coming back from Hajj, I'm not sure. But they were passing by and they came to know that this is the army of Amir al-Mu'mineen. So they diverted the route, went there, they said, we would like to see him. They were blessed. They had the opportunity to see Ali. When they came, you know, Abdullah ibn Abbas, the cousin of Ali, and a very close companion of the Imam, he went to the tent of Imam to inform him that these people have come to see you. They would like to hear something from you. And Nahjul Balagha has that statement from Ali when he talked to them. Even Sheikh Mufid in Kitab al-Irshad also mentions that. But it's interesting, when Abdullah ibn Abbas went into the tent of Ali, what did he see? Who was this? He was Khalifatul Muslimin. He was the head of the Muslim empire of the time. In a way, absolute, you know, ruler of the time. And what he sees? He saw Ali sitting down on the ground with one, you know, pair of the sandal whose strap was broken, and Ali was stitching it again, mending it himself. Have you seen any ruler doing this? And even Abdullah ibn Abbas couldn't accept it. He looked at him and said, Ali, what are you doing? Now look at his argument. And they were very close. They were cousins, of course. He could say that, but others couldn't really talk to Amir al-Mu'mineen that way. And he says to Amir al-Mu'mineen, you know, why are you using your time in this? Your time can be better served by reforming us. There are people waiting to see you. Ali was silent, didn't respond to Abdullah ibn Abbas' statement. He continued, he was doing what he was doing. Once he had mended that one pair of the sandal, he put it by the other. Then he looked at Abdullah ibn Abbas and he says, "Qawwimha, oh Abdullah, what is the value of this? How much will you give me for this?" And he says, "Laysa laha qima." It has no value. It's so old, worn out, and it's repaired now. You know, it has no value at all. And Amir al-Mu'minin says, "Still, give it, you know, dirham figure, not dollar figure, to it. Tell me how much is this worth?" And he says, "Kasru dirham," less than a dirham. And that's what Amir al-Mu'minin says to Abdullah ibn Abbas, "Wallahi lahuma ahabbu ilayya min amrikum hadha illa an uqima haqqan aw adfa'a batilan." Oh, Abdullah ibn Abbas, this pair of sandals that you say has no value are more dearer to me than ruling over you unless I am able to enforce haq and avert the batil. This is the perspective. To Amir al-Mu'mineen, those, the pair of sandals, worn out one, are better than becoming a ruler unless he is able to implement the haq and get rid of the batil in the society.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.